Welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teacher Voice Podcast, Season 2, Episode 6. My name is Heather Earnhardt, an EC teacher at Elon Park, and today we're going to talk about personalized learning in the inclusion setting. When first approached about personalized learning and the EC students, I was hesitant, or more accurately, panicked. How would this look? Would the kids be able to handle it? Could I handle it? I'm an EC teacher. My role is to help mold and model strategies and keep my babies close. Could I give up some control and embrace this thing called personalized learning? The answer, yes. We embraced this in a fourth grade classroom in math at the start of the fractions unit. It was definitely trial and error, but the outcomes were fantastic for everyone involved. We went from a traditional co-teach model where the gen ed teacher would present the mini lesson prior to me coming into the classroom. And then once I entered, we would get into small groups for reteach or independent practice. With personalized learning, the students were actively engaged and had ownership of their learning. They didn't wait for the teacher to teach them. They were able to get online and pre-teach or reteach themselves. Many times, we used other students to peer model for each other, some of them being EC students. Every student was given a pathway. EC students were given a modified pathway. For example, when teaching NF 4.3, adding and subtracting fractions, Gen Ed students were given three choices for each step on their pathway, and the option to pick 1 to 2, depending on how they did on the pre-test. EC students were given two choices for each step, and they could pick one of the two choices they were to complete. This was beneficial because no student knew how many choices they had or what their options were. This enabled us to go back and reteach if needed, as they could complete the other choice. One of the easiest ways for us to work collaboratively was to use a standing whiteboard. Using the pathway, we would put the steps on the board, and the students were able to sign up for teacher lessons and teacher checks. Using a Google Doc, we could add the names of the students we worked with at each day and could verify where the students were in the pathway at any given time. We could also see who we had already worked with, who we needed to work with, and who might just need to be checked up on. The biggest positive impact I saw from personalized learning was the ownership my students had of their learning. They weren't waiting for someone to come and help them. They had to go out and seek the help. The successes from their ownership were huge. Working collaboratively with a gen ed teacher using pathways was not only a true collaboration of teachers, but it also gave me a deeper understanding of the curriculum and ownership in her classroom, and also more ownership in the stake of the success of all students in that classroom. So if you're hesitant or want to check it out, I would definitely recommend it. Thank you for listening to CMS Teacher Voice this week. We look forward to learning more with you next week.